raging of the sea subsides. The living sacrifice, the only source of life, my hope is in the Lord. From this time on and evermore, oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. His tender mercies come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness.
Precious Heavenly Father, we are very grateful unto you this morning for the privilege we have to be alive. We realize that there are many people that started the week last week with us, but many of them, death have taken them away. But here we are in your presence. We are thankful unto you for this wonderful opportunity we have. We ask that you forgive us of our sins and our trespasses. Lord, may something be said this morning that will draw us closer unto you. Bless the reading of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are happy to be here. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We'll read a few scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, and then we'll also read 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 14, the 14th verse. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. Says Paul was praying, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That means completely. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless the reading of his word. You may please be seated. We will like to speak on a total deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. A total deliverance. We trust that God will help us this morning to say something that will help us. I believe that we are living a time of the rapture. It's homegoing time, and God has sent us a message. And this message has not come for partial deliverance, but it's come to deliver us completely. Amen. Amen. And that is why Brother Branham was given three pulls. The first pull, the second pull, and the third pull, which was Jesus' ministry. Amen. He had a first pull, a second pull, and a third pull. There's a first part, and a second part, and a third part. Why was he given these three pulls? It's because man is a triune being. And being a triune being, God have to bring a total deliverance. If you notice, when the angel of the Lord came to the God's prophet, he gave him a commission. Just like Moses, he was given a sign in the hand. Amen. Say, put your hand in your bosom, take it out. He was leprous. Put it back again, take it out. He was healed. That was a healing. Amen. Dealing with the burden. So the same God, when he came to Brother Branham, the angel of the Lord gave him a commission, and he said that you are sent with a ministry of divine healing to the things, to the people of the world. Yes. Amen. And if you can get the people to believe you, not even cancer will stand before your prayer. And Brother Branham would contact the people. Amen. When he was dealing with bringing deliverance to the body, he will contact the people by his left hand. And whatever disease is in that body will be reflected in his hand. He spots signs. And then he will detect the demon that was troubling the individual. Then he will pray. Then there will come a deliverance to the body. Amen. Then God raised his ministry to a second pool, which was the discerning of the spirit. He would just stand there and he will contact the spirit of the person. And that is what God does. Whenever he comes, he contacts the spirit. And when he stepped into that ministry, he would say, I want to speak like Jesus was speaking to the woman of Samaria. So what was he doing? He was trying to contact her spirit. And as he kept talking to her, he now would say, well, you know, this was your condition. Is that right? Amen. And then the last part is the soul, which is a third pole. Now, just to back up a little bit, we saw that when the fall came in the Garden of Eden, the prophet said Adam and Eve, our first father and mother, started walking out of the Garden of Eden cloudedly. They were clouded, sin hanging over their brows, and clouds of darkness hanging around them. And after they have received their word of their eternal destination, they walk out with those bloody sheepskins around them. And they had some little ray of hope that sometime there was coming a redeemer. They had a ray of hope. It was cloudy and dark because tears of regret was falling down their cheeks from their sins. They were very sorry of their sins, but they knew that somewhere there will be a redemption. Because he said, I'll put enmity between her seed and the serpent seed. And so many people quoting the 23rd Psalm say like this, yea, though I walk through the dark valleys of the shadow of death. It doesn't say dark valley. It said through the valley of the shadow. And if it is dark, there will be no shadow. It is a certain amount of light to make a shadow. I want you to follow me very carefully this morning. It takes a certain amount of light to cast a shadow. And now we see that what causes a shadow is when something stands between the light. Amen. Amen. It casts a shadow. So he said, death after the very beginning never had complete darkness. It was a shadow. There had to be a certain percent of light. And when Adam and Eve was walking out of the garden, the shadows of redemption was coming before them. So from Eden after the fall, we find man sitting under the shadows of death. Amen. Now, as I said earlier on, you are a triune being. You are a body, you are a spirit, and you are a soul. And as people, we contact our surroundings through the five senses of the body. The prophet of God said they were given to contact the earth. Amen. And the spirit world
is contacted by the Spirit. We read in Corinthians, the first scripture we read, Paul was saying, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. Your spirit goes into the spirit world and contacts the spirit world. Just like your human body, even if your eyes are closed and you are standing under the sun, and then if there comes a cloud over the sun, you will know without your eyes being open that something is over the sun. You feel the coolness around you. Amen. You can pick that up in your body. But the spirit of man is made to contact the spirit world. Amen. There are two sides that are influencing this earth, this world. Of course, this world is made up of three dimensions: light, matter, and time. The demonic world or satanic world is trying to press itself into this dimension. Heaven also is trying to press itself into this dimension. Amen. Now we thank God for this ministry that God sent in this end time. When we have a revelation of the word or what God is doing, it will help us a lot. It brings complete deliverance. In the message, the pillar of fire, there was a lady that came into the prayer line. And the prophet said, all right, come lady, have faith. The very God of heaven is your presence. Heaven in your presence. You are in his presence. The very one that said to that woman, thy sins be forgiven thee. How do you do, lady? We are strangers. Are we strangers? 5 years ago when you was here, I saw you. You went through a line or something. You was healed then. Between you and I comes a dark shadow. It is shaking and jumping. Are you following me, church? Here is a prophet who could transcend into the spiritual world and actually see the operation of demons in that dimension. Here was a woman that came in his presence in the prayer line, and he said, between you and I is a dark shadow, but this dark shadow is restless. This dark shadow is jumping. Amen. He was seeing it through the eyes, that prophetic eyes. There's only one thing that can mean that. That is a demon. And that is a demon of nervousness. Is that right? You think sometimes that you lost your mind. Isn't that right? But he's a liar. You are not. You are just as sane as anybody else. But he's trying to get you down, lady. Don't you pay no attention to that. Oh, may God give us grace. There are many things that come into your mind that is not your thinking. But the devil is responsible for that. So here was a spirit, restless. In the spiritual world, whether as the spirit, whether it is in a man or it is in, you know, just in the spiritual world in a form of a dark shadow, it is restless. Now, if the nature of that spirit is restless, when it comes into a human being, it makes them restless. But thank God we have a message that has come to bring a total deliverance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. we feel depressed, you feel sometimes heavy, you feel confused. When those spirits come into our being, they make them restless. Why? Because there are two sides to the spiritual world. One side is shadow and darkness. The other side is light. And we are commanded by the message to lay in the presence of the S-O-N. Yes, amen. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And Zechariah said, it shall be light in the evening time. Amen. So now when this woman, when this spirit comes and possesses this woman, it means that this woman is no longer herself. Amen. And this spirit doesn't allow her choice anymore. Then it is no longer her, but it is the spirit in her influencing her behavior, influencing her actions. And that's why sometimes you see people are so restless, they are so bored. There's no peace. They can't sleep at night. Friends, it's not just you. It is a demon that is responsible. But I want you to know that we have the answer. The word of God is a light unto our path. So in the world of spirit, there's a shadow moving dark, and now, you know, she thought she was going to lose her mind. Now, those demons also lie. They begin to tell you, lose your mind, and made her nervous, and that brought her into a condition. But the prophet was saying to her, he's trying to get you down, lady. Don't you pay no attention to that. That is where it is very difficult for us. What did the prophet say? Never be negative, always be positive. Amen. You don't have to accept everything that comes into the mind. Deny the lies of the devil. He will tell you you will die. But the word of God says, by his stripes I am healed. I will not die. I will live to see the glory of the Lord. Of course, there are people that don't believe in demons. But Brother Branham said they are real. And when you speak about demons, they make mockery. Here is another man that came to the prayer line. He said, the only thing, sir, you think deep. You cross bridges before you get to them. Taking other things upon your heart. And you are always planning something that never happens. So when somebody is now planning things and they never happen, always cross bridges before they get to them, it is a spiritual condition. Are you with me? Now, by the message of the hour, we are able to discern. Because these demons that the prophet is dealing with in the spirit, in the prayer line, is the same spirit that are existing today. Now, I trust this will help you. Not to put fear, but to know your enemy. And know how to overcome him. So it's not everything that comes into your mind, into your spirit, you accept. God told Joshua, the book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Meditate upon it day and night. So what we need to have in our minds is the word of God. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a standard. All right. It continues, it is only mentally nervous. It is a mental nervousness, that's right. You've been that way for years. But Jesus Christ is here to take it out of you. Can we say amen? And if you have that condition today, I'm here to tell you the same Jesus is here to deliver you out of that condition. You've been that way for years. Jesus Christ is here to take it off of you. There is a dark shadow follows you all the time. You are conscious that something is near you like that at all times. Do you believe that God is going to take it away from you now? He asks. Amen. So here was a shadow that was following the man all the time. It means that the man becomes nervous all the time. What is that shadow? It is a spirit. And the prophet is seeing it in the vision. The other side. Amen. Now, we will also pick him up that whenever the angel of the Lord comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, he comes in the form of a light. Is that right? So in the prayer line, when demons are being detected or discerned over the people, they'll see dark shadows hanging over them. But when the Holy Ghost comes, he comes from the world of light. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And light is stronger than darkness. So this man in his spirit, there is something that is following him all the time. He doesn't see this with his natural eyes, but he feels it. He realizes that there is a presence. Listen, even if you try it, if there is somebody maybe standing and his back turned towards you, at home and anywhere, you try to walk slowly without making any noise. As soon as you get closer to them in their spirit, they will pick up that something is around. Is that right? Why? Because you are a spirit being. Contending for the faith. Say, I'm a stranger to you, sir, but around you is a real dark shadow moving. It is coming to your spirit. Now listen. You will see a dark shadow was moving, but a shadow was coming to his spirit. You are dying. It's cancer. That's true. But you can live through Jesus Christ. Do you believe him? Do you accept him? Come here. And he prayed and the demon leaves. So here, the dark shadow was coming into this woman's spirit, and yet it is a dark shadow. It's a spirit. Amen. Now, what causes the shadow? Like I said before, God is light. Are you with me? Now let me. This is the prophet said, after the fall, when man fell, he said the plumbing of his brain and the outlets, the faith was all clogged up. Are you with me? Adam did not have a relationship with God anymore. Something came between Adam and God. Fear came in. Sicknesses came in. What happened in the fall when man fell from the word? Then he was opened up to demons. Can we say amen? God move out and the devil move in. And when Satan comes into the body or comes into the spirit, amen, he causes a shadow. Now those demons now stand between you and the light. Can we say amen? It put people into condition. Sometimes they go insane. Sometimes they go, amen, they become worried. They become nervous. Sometimes, amen, they become angry. These are our spirit clogged up in your human spirit. That is why when Jesus Christ came, hallelujah, he would discern and say, you are a woman. You have had five husbands. The one that you are now living with is not even your husband. So now he began to discern the woman, to enter into her memory. In her imagination, in her memory, all of these things were clogged up. But in her soul, there was that seed. Are you hearing me? And as long as these shadows and spirits are in the human spirit of this woman, she will never be able to receive the word of God. Why is it sometimes it's difficult for people to even worship the Lord? We become excited about other things. People will get excited watching a movie. They will be excited about a ball game. But when we come to church, we are so heavy. Why? Because there is a spirit hanging over you. But we need a total deliverance. For they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. There are two worlds. Either God is influencing you or the devil is influencing you. The message of the hour came to unclog those channels and bring us to the realization of who we are. Amen. So that we can get the benefits. Amen. Now, if a man sense a dark shadow coming around him and it nervousness or cancer, it means that it is another spirit coming to his spirit, and he could sense it. The Bible says the Holy Spirit help us to pick up the Spirit of God. Is that right? And if the Spirit of God can pick up the Spirit of God, can't it also pick up other things that come from the devil? Yes, it can. Listen to the prophet, Fundamental Foundation of Faith, for Faith. It says, Satan, by the laws of sin and death, makes everything that sin and death brought to operate. Satan sends a cancer. The man recognizes it, receives it. Satan sends heartaches. We recognize it and receive it. So you see, when something comes to your mind, can we say amen? Deny it right away. When something comes to your imagination that is not the word of God, deny it. Hallelujah. We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. I read in a code where there was a cancer, amen, that came to this man in his spirit. And he receives it. Now, when you receive that in your spirit, then it manifests in your body. Are you following me, church? This message has come to bring a total deliverance. We don't have to be bound by the enemy. We are more than conquerors through Christ that strengthens us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Here is another fellow. He said, now you just be real quiet. Keep shut in with God. Keep your head bowed. That's your prayer. Now, just by faith, look to him. By eyes of faith now, with physical eyes closed, look to him. Just imagine. There he stands right there by your side. His arms outstretched. Now, there's only one thing to keep you from receiving it. Right over hangs a dark shadow. That is Satan, a doubter, trying to say, well, I'm something else. Now I'm going to rebuke that doubt. That thing that will make you doubt. That is my prayer. You just keep shut in with God while I'm praying for you. Believing that God's healing power is coming into you by your own faith right now. God's healing power is moving right into you by faith that you are receiving it. All cancers are moving out. The stomach trouble is leaving. The female trouble is leaving. All diseases are leaving. Amen. So we see here that the prophet was rebuking the spirit. Now, if you notice in the prayer lines, usually when you say you are shadowed to death, you have a cancer, you have ulcer, you have this. And when he rebuked the spirit, sometimes he would say, there is a light breaking around you. This is another fellow. He said, I have trouble with your head, don't you, brother? Oh, the young man sitting there caused from an injury. Wasn't it, brother? Oh, yeah. You had some sorrow too, haven't you? It is a dark shadow. I believe it is your wife you lost. That's right. Isn't that right? Raise your hand. Why your head is bowed over, sir? God's honor your faith. You're going to be well. So here we are also seeing that in the prayer line, God, by the Spirit of God, God is showing us through discernment that sorrow is also a dark shadow. which was caused by the somebody losing his wife. Amen. And it started, it's normal that when you have situations, you go through, bad stuff and challenges, you become sort of sorrowful. You feel, bad. But when you remain in that condition, because when that door opens, then a demon can come and jump in. There are people that are not just happy, sad all the time. It's a spirit. Ephesians 4:26, the Bible says, be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Now notice the order of the scripture. Don't be angry and sin not. Be angry and sin not. Humanly, when something goes wrong in your emotion, in your spirit realm, you feel unhappy. Is that right? Was Jesus angry? Yes. He beat the money changers out of the temple. Can we say amen? But that was not a demon responsible. This is what Paul, you can be angry but don't sin. Don't let the sun go up on your right, because if you do that, you will open up yourself to a devil. So here the Bible is putting a difference between a man that goes into sorrow and a man that continues in sorrow. It is no longer the man, because he has given place to the devil to control him. Now there is a danger here. Amen. When you give yourself to that kind of a spirit, you come into bondage. Huh? People are angry. They drive in anger. They work in anger. They come to church angry. Amen. Here he said, do you believe that is him? It is a dark shadow following you too, which is the devil. He's almost tempted you to commit suicide sometimes, telling you that you have crossed the separating line. Then you wasn't never going to be saved. So here was a dark shadow coming into the spirit, talking to the man. What was the spirit telling the man? Go and commit suicide. Amen. Amen. So what the spirit was saying, he speaks to your spirit, and when you receive what that spirit is telling you, it comes to your mind. Then it becomes thoughts. Are you with me, church? And those thoughts are not your thoughts. It's not everything that comes to your mind. And sometimes when we are not, grown up maturely, we think everything is out. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. But the devil have access to the mind. That's the battleground, brother. Amen. That's where the devil has access. He brings in thought into your spirit. But those thoughts are not your thoughts. Amen. Until you accept them. When you accept them, then they work through you. Are you with me? And then you go into Asha and manifest them in the body. That is why James says, resist the devil, he will flee from you. This man was having thoughts coming into his mind, telling the devil was telling him, that dark spirit, that shadow was telling him, he has crossed the line. But it wasn't him thinking that it was a spirit. Now, here is another fellow. Now you are troubled for quite a while. You was hurt. It was inside of you. You tore loose and you had some sort of intestinal trouble, swelling up. I see you a larger man than what you are. You've lost a lot of weight and then you come down from many, many pounds. You've dropped down. Now, not only this, but let me tell you something. I see a dark shadow following you till about 5 or 6 years ago and you become a Christian at that time. So now we see another fellow that a shadow was following him all the time. It's no harm. It's when you accept it. Amen. Now, he said, God don't want you to be frowning. God wants you to be happy. The joy of the Lord is my. The human heart was made to be happy. Worry will cause cancer. Temper will cause cancer. Don't never be upset. Just walk in his love. Amen. Knowing that you are walking in him and nothing can harm you. Nothing can harm you. There is powers. Things present, things future, nothing can separate us from him. We are in him and we never come in by our own will. He by choice elected us and brought us to him. Amen. So it is his business to take care of what he took himself. No man can pluck them from my Father's hand because he is the greatest of all them. Amen. It is the Father who takes care of it. Who has got any more power than God? What kind of a power have you got over to take care of you? The whole powers that created the universe, that took the solar system, blew it like every star went into its place. Sure, he watches over you. Amen. That is the kind of Father we have. So here the prophet is making us to realize that the God who created the mountain, the sea, the solar system, is the God that is watching over you. Can we say amen? That is why a Christian must rest. No matter what the devil, amen, try to do. Because Satan will come in to upset you. The devil comes in to upset your spirit. The devil comes in, the enemy comes in to make you nervous, to make you afraid. These are all demons that come into the spirit of God. Into the spirit of man. But when God sent a prophet in our time, when Brother Branham came, he was given a ministry of divine healing. That healing was not only for the body, but it's also for your spirit. Can we say amen? Making way so that God can come into your soul. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. Cancer is every sickness is a fourth dimension. Amen. Sicknesses, cancer, TB, every sickness operates in the fourth dimension. That's what the prophet said. And science has also proven that. There was one professor, brother, I was preaching there in New York, and the brother, you know, while I was preaching, he brought me, you know, the something that he just read the night before, that one of the doctors, the researchers, was saying that science, he said they think in the fourth dimension. And the prophet of God told us that radio, television, the internet, and all these things operate in the fourth dimension. He also said that sicknesses operates in the fourth dimension. He said, right here in this room are beings. Their bodies moving. Supernatural beings. But science was able to put something in the television to pick up that channel and materializes into this dimension what is already operating in this room. Are you hearing me? So you see, it is a channel. There is also another channel that you can break into the heavenlies. The prophet of God said, right here, there are angels. He said, right here, God is also here. So those both dimensions are trying to materialize. But as I was studying and praying, and then something struck my heart. And you see why people are so clogged up today. Because science, the devil knows that in the end time. Amen. We are living in a time of the rapture. Satan is coming in to try to clog up human beings through that fourth dimension. Because in that fourth dimension, cancer operates. In that fourth dimension, TB operates. In that fourth dimension, the television operates. YouTube is operating in that dimension. Can we say amen? And so what happened, we see that even at night, some people last night, they never went to bed early. They spent all the time on the internet looking at pornography. Can we say amen? And so when you come into church now, your mind is clogged up. Why is the devil doing that? The devil is trying to keep you in bondage so that you cannot worship God. But thank God for the message of the hour. It has come to bring a total deliverance. Paul said, I am praying that God will preserve you blameless, both body, spirit, and soul, unto the coming of the Lord. We don't give ourselves to the word of God. Amen. How did the enemy deceive Eve? When she saw, the eye is a gateway to your spirit. The things that you see, you pick up, comes into your imagination. Are you with me, church? Amen? Amen. It comes into your imagination, and in your human system, you have a memory, like the computer. And the memory is a sense of spirit. Are you with me? Amen. That keeps information, good or bad. But what we're supposed to keep in our mind actually is the word of God. Meditate upon the word day and night. Now, once you pick up those seeds from the fourth dimension, because those demons operate in that dimension, they clog your spirit. They affect your thinking. Listen, we should not deceive ourselves. We should not just, oh yeah, we know if we are predestinated, I always say we are predestinated unto holiness. We are called to be a separated people. Yeah. Many people are bound. Many people are chatting with other women online. Message believers, I'm not saying it's happening here. If it is, then you must repent. Praise the name of the Lord. The message of the hour has come to uncover the devil. So that when we know the message, we'll be completely free. And how we have exposed even our children. Sometimes we think they are smart. You who have the Holy Ghost, you have in trouble. Anything that you see have an effect in you. Is that right? Look. Today, message believers don't have the desire of praying anymore. We don't pray the way we should pray. We don't read the word. Even if we read the word, we don't enjoy it. We are entertained by video games, entertained by these demons from Hollywood. And then what do? They defile, they bring defilement in our spirits. To where God cannot have access. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May God give us grace, church. Here he said, the devil wants to take us over to operate under him. So when he gets the mild form, he starts in sin. If he can hold them just in a righteous man, a good man, just let him go ahead and try to be good like that. If he can hold him like that until he's dead, that is just what he wants to do. He's got him, because no matter how righteous you are, how good you are, how moral you are, how clean you are, how honest you are, you'll never get to heaven until you are born again. Praise the name of the Lord. Demonology said, some of these demons, when they come, they take a body form. Some never does, some never goes, some goes into cells. Some become spirits and torments the soul. Some people don't have rest in their spirit. Always something very restless. And so because there's a spirit motivating them. Listen, friends, we need to be very careful in this day. The fellow who did the mass killing in Las Vegas killed over 50 or 70 people, I can't remember now. 58 people. When they went back into his life, they found out that he was a guy that was playing video games. Is that right? What you see affects your spirit. What you hear, and that is how the devil enters into your spirit, by the hearing. Faith also comes by hearing. And so when the spirits are moving in the fourth dimension, and I'm telling you, friends, many people, amen, and people don't even have time to rest. Work, work, home, online, chatting, driving, on YouTube, everywhere. And what they expose into this site to try to keep the believer down. I know this is not very popular. It's not a message that makes you shout, but it's the truth anyway. We are speaking of a total deliverance. We cannot just be coming and say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and we go every Sunday, we come back, we are the same. Is that right? We are talking about a rapture, friends. We are talking about the coming of the Lord. It is near, even at the door. It is a time for the bride to wake up, hallelujah, and be like the believers in the Bible. Men that can pray, women that can pray, hallelujah. Something that will motivate you to come to church. Something that motivates you to prayer. We are more motivated about our jobs. We are more motivated about our homes and the physical things, which when we die, we'll leave them anyway. We need a total deliverance. Yeah. No freedom to worship. If we are not careful, we get caught up into religion. The prophet is saying, if Satan can make you just feel you are a good sister, you are a good brother, and keep you that way, he will keep you that way and you go to hell. Jesus said, except your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you will no way enter the kingdom of heaven. But I want to tell you this morning, friends, that there's a power in this message to change you. The power of transformation is in the word of God. Hallelujah. And when that light comes into your soul, those demons will flee away. Can we say amen? Sometimes we need to turn the internet off, shut our cell phones, and go in the presence of God. Lay in the presence of that light, hallelujah, so that that light will affect us. Hallelujah. We don't even have the discernment to discern from right and wrong. Everything goes. And when you try to preach truth or stand for truth, people think you are odd. People think you are too much. But you know what? I don't mind them anyways. What I care for is pleasing the Lord. Amen. We want to go to heaven, friends. We are not a denomination. We are here to worship God. We are here to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. Things are happening every day. Just before coming to church, something just popped up on my phone, and they said that there was a volcano in Indonesia. So there are earthquakes everywhere. Every day is disaster. There is killing here. The world is entering into that tribulation anointing. Can we say amen? You know what is withholding them is the Holy Spirit. It's your presence. Oh, church, let's hasten the coming of the Lord. Let's be on fire for God. If God is God, let's serve Him. And let's serve Him with all that is within us. This message has come to bring a total deliverance. Listen, whenever God comes down, He checks the spirit of man. In the days of Noah, when the world was in the same condition that it is in today, when God came down in the prophetic ministry of Noah, and the Bible says, and when God came, He saw that the imagination of man was evil continually. What is the imagination? It's a sense of the spirit. So when God comes, He's not looking at your outward, He checks your spirit. But what is in the spirit? What is in the imagination? What do you think about every day? What do you meditate on? What images are popping up your head? Until when we go to prayer, we cannot even pray. Amen. We just pray 2 minutes to satisfy our conscience. Is that right? But while you are kneeling down there, all those images that you saw begin to pop up. What are they? They become a cloud. They become a spirit. They become a shadow that is now overshadowing your spirit. There are things that you look at, it brings depression on you. Oh, yeah. But thank God, there's a solution. The message of the hour is the answer. Do you love Him today? The message of the hour is the answer. Hallelujah. The power of this message can deliver you completely. It's going to be a resurrection soon. There is going to be a resurrection very soon. Praise the Lord. We want to get out of these bodies. Every day you are sick. Since the fall, Satan gained access to the human body. That is why we get sick. Amen. And he came into the spirit and into the soul. But God said, I will restore. Hallelujah. And so he started by healing the body. And he went to the healing of the spirit. Then he sent the third pool, which is the healing of the soul. Then that brings a total deliverance. Listen, if you can live holy, there is somebody who will live holy. Amen. Oh yes, there is a bride. Can we say amen? But listen, it is not by your own power. Just accept the word of God. Don't try to do it yourself. You will fail if you try. Just yield yourself. Lord, here am I. Lay in the presence of the light. We want the Holy Spirit in our homes. I was speaking to the church on Thursday. I was telling them. I begin to think. Why cancer? This is the age of cancer. And the angel of the Lord telling the prophet, if he can get the people to believe you, he said, not even cancer will stand your prayer. And then a prophet come around and telling us that cancer can go to the soul or in the body. But it first come in your spirit. Are you with me? Now, in order to know how cancer operates in the soul, is for you to know how it operates in the body. What does it do when it comes? It kills the cell. Is that right? And begins to spread. And when it gets into your body, anything that the doctor tried to shoot in there, It fights it. It tries to push it out. Is that right? That is the same way that demon does when he comes into the soul. He will not allow the word of God to come. Can we say amen? And that is why when he comes into the soul, it hits. It tries to take over. And then people, you know, they will even come to church. Their minds are not even in church. Because that demon is blocking them from receiving the word. Are you hearing me? But there is a solution here this afternoon. Can we say amen? And the solution is the message of the hour. The word of God can bring a total deliverance. No matter your condition today. Amen. There is a rapture. Hallelujah. There is a bride that will make it. And I'm one of them. And you are one of them. Do you believe that? Listen to God's prophet. Why do you hunger, church? Why do you thirst? It is the Father trying to reveal this hidden secret to you. But you let so many things get it out of you. So there is a shadow. There is a spirit that tries to keep you from receiving the revelation of the word. He said you let so many things. And today there's so many distractions. Huh? We have WhatsApp. We have this app. We have that app. Satan is keeping the people busy. The last time when I was here, I told you that your time is your life. When you waste your time, you are wasting your life. We need to serve the Lord. I know we are, but we can serve him better. Can we say amen? It's God's grace that you can be here this morning. You would have been somewhere else, but you came to worship the Lord. But I'm here to encourage you that you can do more. Can we say amen? We can improve. We can glorify him the more. We can pray more. Hallelujah. We can read the Bible the more. Let's translate our energy. Amen. Like we put it into physical things. Let us turn it into the spiritual. Sometimes this body don't want to come to church. But say, body, I'm going to church anyhow. Follow me to church. Amen. Sometimes you may not feel like praying. But you say, I will pray anyhow. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We don't walk by feelings. We walk by faith. This message has power. Do you believe that? It has power to change you. It has power to heal you even right now. It has power to preserve you, hallelujah. No matter how evil this age is, this message is a preserving power. Amen. Hallelujah. We claim our children, we claim our loved ones, amen, and the devil will come in to attack your family. He may come in to make things, bring misunderstandings. He may come in to misinterpret things in your life. He may come in to try to destroy you. But stand there, hallelujah, amen, and worship the Lord anyhow. It has power. When it brings sadness, tell the devil, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Confess the word of God. When you are sick, say, by his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. Amen. Amen. When you are feeling sad, sing a song of Zion. How great thou art. How great thou art. My Lord God is a mighty warrior. Worship him. Lift his name. Amen. And when the devil begins to see you glorifying the Lord, he can't help but leave. Listen, sometimes the reason why those spirits come into our spirit, we allow them, one, and two, you feed them. When you stab that devil, if it is a demon of pornography, you know that there's a power that will always want you to see dirty pictures. Tell that demon, say, no, I will read the word of God. Hallelujah. When he tells you to do, you do the contrary. Because when you are feeding that spirit, if somebody has a demon of smoking, you feed that spirit by putting in cigarette. And it becomes strong. But when you stab that spirit, can we say amen? I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to hate. I'm not going to gossip.
Hallelujah. Instead, you read the word of God. Instead, you pray. Why don't you stop that devil will flee. But we entertain them. But I want you to know, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What does the preaching of the word do? It casts out evil spirits. You are the seed of Abraham. And the seed of Abraham shall possess the gate of their enemy. You know, there's an old brother in our church, and sometimes when we are in prayer meeting, he will always say, or even when he's praying and he's called to pray, he says, Satan, I want to remind you that your destiny is the lake of fire. Yeah, we need to remind him. I tell him, I said, listen, the Bible says the evil one cometh, but he has no part in me. The devil has no part in your life. Can we say amen? The reason why you are here, because God gave you a message. No matter what he tries to do in this body, he tried to afflict our brother. He wants to take his life, but God is preserving him for years. He's still moving on. Can we say amen? Amen. And there's a body waiting for him. There's a better place. There's a body waiting for you where we'll get sickness no more. No death, no pain. Let's keep pressing on. Do you love him today? Amen. The message of the hour can preserve you blameless. Here he said, a few minutes, I will close. He said, the clocking mechanism is one of the most important and complex of physiological system. Blood flows freely through the blood vessels in order to sustain life. If a blood vessel is traumatized, the blood will clot to prevent life from flowing. Now, keep the blood of Jesus in mind. This human body is so designed that if something foreign enter in, let's say one cell is attacked, there are other cells that rush to the site of the crime to try to defend. Can we say amen? To help. And now remember, we are one body. When somebody is sick, we need to take him before the Lord in prayer. Is that right? And sometimes when you have blood clot, you can die very easily. And this blood, your natural blood, does a lot of things in your system. It cleanses your system. It carries life. Is that right? If anything goes wrong to hinder a demon to block the movement, it causes death. In the spiritual, the same thing. Satan will try to feed you poison, to clog you, to clot your spirit, so that the word of God will not flow freely. But thank God that the Spirit of God is alive. Is stronger than the devil. Our blood thinner is the message of the hour. Our blood thinner is the scripture. Hallelujah. Read your Bible and pray every day. Friends, there is healing in the Bible. There is healing in the message. All you need to do is to believe. No matter what your condition tonight, believe the word of the Lord. Refuse to listen to what that spirit is telling you. Satan speaks. But I tell you, we need to deny him every moment. The prophet said, if he come 10,000 times, tell him 10,000 times, it is written. Do you believe that today? Amen. This message is for your deliverance. God can make a way for your finances. God can make a way for your children. God has already made a way. It's just for you and me to recognize that the way is already made. So the prophet was saying, the reason why you are hungering, because the Father wants to reveal the hidden secrets to you. But you let so many things get that out of you. You let your job. You let your wife. You let your husband. You let your children. You let the cares of the world. You let some pastor. You let somebody else get that out of you. When you know way down in your heart you are thirsting and hungry. It is God trying to reveal to you the revelation. The day, the last days is here. God wants to reveal himself. God wants to show you the rapture. God wants to change your body. God wants you to prepare. But what does the devil do? He makes you busy. Is that right? The job hinders you from coming to prayer meeting. The job hinders you from reading the word. Is that right? Amen. You let many things. I used to tell my church, look, Saturday is a time to rest. Make sure Saturday night, go to bed early. Because the prophet said, come to church in your best. Is that right? It doesn't only mean wearing suits and ties. In your spirit, come in your best. Because we are coming to have an audience with him. But if last night we didn't go to bed until 2 a.m. When you come to church, you have problem hearing the word of God. So your coming to church is in vain. Why is the devil doing that? To rob you from receiving the word. Is that right? We are living a generation that is angry. People are angry in their spirit because physically there is no rest. Look at the road rage. Every year is getting worse. It showed the condition of the human spirit. But Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are laboring, and I will give you what? Rest. May God help us. May God give us grace. The message of the hour is for our total deliverance. We can't hear the voice of God anymore because many things is here. As we close, I want to speak. Brother Benham was speaking about a sister. I'll close with this story. Who was, we know the story was told. Her husband went to the war. No, it's another story. Let me just look at it. So I went. Now, a lady came to me not long ago, right in Louisville. She's a young woman. She ran with a man. She knows she was doing wrong. She left the city, went to another city, way away, and changed her name, lived with some people. This man followed her and told her when he got over there, he had goods on her. He had the goods on her. She still have to remain to being a common law wife to him, or he would tell. And when she was over there, she got married to a fine Christian man and said if she didn't, he would explode the whole thing, threatened her. Therefore, she had to live with both men, which she done wrong instead of showing her colors at the beginning. And she had a baby. Now the girl is about 18 years old and don't know which one of them really is her father. Now she comes into menopause and it's caught up with her. Now, when I was reading, then something came to my heart. That when you come to that stage, a certain stage in your life, there are things that are going to catch up with you. Is that right? Things will catch up with you. This woman was having this demon, this shadow. Nobody knew but God. She tries to change. Listen, changing churches is not the answer. She tried to change the city. But that thing is there. Until at the age of menopause, it caught up with her. Amen. And listen, if she doesn't repent, it will catch up with her at the judgment bar. All we need to do, if there's anything wrong in your life, give it to Jesus. Lord, I give it up. Amen. Let's live a clean life. Let the word come in and have preeminence in our life. What will she do? And the prophet gave her the solution. That is why he said, many times in the visions, people will come, women and men, and the Holy Spirit digs up the things that they've done in life. What does the word do? It digs up things. The preaching of the word digs up things. It discerns your condition. The pastor doesn't know, but sometimes he'll be preaching maybe just a different message. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit will change and begin to speak on your condition. What is that? It's the Holy Spirit trying to unclog the channel. Is that right? So that he can come and bless you, to bring you to a total deliverance. Are you with me? May God help us. May God give us grace. And when we come to church, we come to hear the word. It doesn't matter who stands and preach. Follow the word. If your pastor is here, follow the word. If a visiting minister is here, follow the word. If one of the local brothers is preaching, follow the word of God. We never came here to look at, you know, how the grammar, the man, you know, puts his words and mixes it up. No, we are here to receive the word. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Yes, sometimes people are here to watch how you place your words, and they miss what God is saying. Is that right? Yeah. Many things clogging the channel. God cannot move. May God give us grace. May God give us a total deliverance. Let's stand to our feet. Paul says, I pray that God will preserve you blameless, both body, spirit, and soul, unto the coming of the Lord. I was telling the church on Thursday, I said, you know, scientists, or however they call them, they are saying that it's not a matter of if a matter of when that Los Angeles will sink. They're expecting anything to happen anytime. It may happen tomorrow. But I want you to know, let me leave this with you, just to show you the seriousness of the hour that we are in. When Jesus was here, on a Good Friday, they crucified him. Correct? Brother Branham, when he was here, is the same ministry of Christ returned. On a Good Friday, there was the Alaskan earthquake, which was a sign, amen, that what happened in Jesus' time has happened again. But notice, when Jesus died, there was an earthquake. Now, if you read your Bible very well, in Matthew 28, in the morning of the resurrection, there was also another earthquake that took place. The Bible says, and the earth quaked. And when the earth quaked, it triggered the resurrection. The dead saints rose up, and they went into a rapture. Are you hearing me? Now, we have had an earthquake, a Good Friday earthquake. And the prophet told us that many years ago, when they did not even know, he prophesied, 1965, I believe, that one day Los Angeles will go beneath the sea. And now science is telling us that there are, anytime anything can happen. Could that be the resurrection? That earthquake might trigger the rapture, the resurrection. How close are we, church? This is not a time to dilly-dally and linger. It's a time to get into desperation. To make sure that all is well with our soul. To make sure that our families, our children, amen, all of us are under the blood. Do you love him today? To make sure that you are under the blood, because if you are not under the blood, you enter into tribulation. It's later than we think. God has given us a message to deliver us from the oncoming judgment. It's your choice to receive or to reject. But I encourage you,
You've made efforts to come, and you are coming Sunday. Maybe some of you midweek, you come to church. I want you to receive the word of God. Say, Lord, search me and know my thoughts today. Unclog every channel, everything that tried to stand between me and you, because I want to make the rapture. May God help us. Let's raise our hands as we sing, search me, O God, and know my thoughts today. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, try. Hallelujah. Know my thoughts, I pray. I pray. See if there be any wicked way in me. See there some wicked way, some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin. Cleanse me. Hallelujah. From every sin and set me free. Oh, Holy Ghost, revival come from thee. Oh, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, revival come. Revival, start your work in me. Send a revival. Start thy work. Start thy work in me. Thy word declares thou wilt supply our need. Thy word declares thy for blessing now, O Lord. Change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God. Make it true. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be light. You are the potter, I am the clay. You are the I am the clay. Mold me and me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, oh God. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Let's take a moment and talk to the Lord in our own way. Say, Lord, unclog the channels. Lord, I want to be whole. Lord, check my spirit. Lord, I want to make the rapture. I'm here. We are here for the rapture, church. Let's speak to him and ask the Lord. He has made a way. He has sent a light. He has sent this message to change you. He has sent a message
to deliver you from those spirits. He has sent the message to heal you, to heal your body, to heal your soul, to bring deliverance. Let us lift up our voices together as we pray.
Almighty God, we worship you and honor you. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, for the portion of your word that we have heard.